presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
All right, let's give him one more hand of applause.
Thank you. Right.
Okay, we are going to have one more short speaker, and then we are going to have our lunch break. So while we are changing the mics, I'm going to tell you guys a little story, okay? How many of you have ever been lost? Have you guys ever been lost? So we talked a lot today about ancient practices and traditional ways and those kinds of things, but sometimes technology can help us, right? So I have been for years and years an anti-techie person. Anybody who knows me, I chose personally a few years ago to decide to live an Amish lifestyle, and I did that for quite a few years. Everything. And I made the Amish clothing, they had coverings, everything, because I wanted to get completely away from technology. And so years and years ago, when I had my oldest daughter, she was like 1.5, and then I was pregnant with number 2. And I got a phone call from my husband's boss, and he said, "Leanne, Kent's truck is broke down. Can you please go get him?" And it was around 10 o'clock at night. And I said, "Okay, where is he?" And he says, "He's at Shady Dale Dance Hall." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "That's where his truck is broken down, at Shady Dale." I said, "I have no idea where that is." And he said, "You just go down this road and go this way and go that way, and you won't be able to miss it because you'll see his truck." And I said, "All right." So I got the baby, put her in the car seat, and we had a big cargo van because my husband is possessed with, we always have to own a cargo van. My children call them the creeper van. And it really helps prevent sons from getting dates that they shouldn't get, because a date's dad usually will not let them get picked up in a van that looks like you might kidnap somebody in. So pretty high seat, and I had to like get myself up in there, you know, and I'm like out to here. And so I'm in the car and I'm driving the van, and it's dark, and I haven't hardly ever been where they're going, and I'm looking for this dance hall, right? Because you would expect a dance hall to have lights or something, right? So I'm driving, and I forgot to check the gas before I got in the car. And I'm driving out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm talking, there's like nothing. And I'm just driving and I'm driving and I'm starting to get hysterical. And I'm just like, I'm lost. And there was no cell phones back then. And so I'm driving and I see this little tiny town off in the distance. And I see this bar. And I'm like, well, I don't see any sign, but maybe that's the dance hall. So I didn't want to leave my baby in the car seat by herself. So I get her out, and I go into the bar with the baby on one hip, and I'm like this, and I said, "I'm here to look for my husband." And all those men went like this. And I said, they're like, "Ma'am, can we help you?" And I said, "I'm looking for Shady Dale Dance Hall." And they're like, "Well, that's clear down way back there." And I look down at the gas thing again. And I start bawling and crying. "I don't have any money. I can't find my husband. And I'm going to have a baby. I don't know, any second now." "And I don't know where he is. They told me it was at Shady Dale Dance Hall." I got a collection of money real quick. And I found the nearest gas station, and I filled that van up. And I went to go look for my man. So I'm driving, and I'm bawling, and I'm bawling, and I'm bawling. And I never did find that place. And then I found this other place, this gas station, and I pulled over, and I'm just sitting there bawling my eyes out. And then up comes this truck with Mr. Grounded. "Why are you here?" "For you. Your boss told me to go look for you, and I've been driving all over. I went to this bar. These men all gave me money." And I wish the cell phones were made back then. And then he drove me to where Shady Dale Dance Hall was. I don't know, maybe someone should have pointed out the fact that it was like 100 years old and all that was left was some bricks in a pile. I don't know. Maybe someone should have told me that part. So communication is really important, right? And wouldn't it have been great if I had a cell phone back then? And I had somebody who could guide me and help me find my way. And I could have had a GPS and I could have typed in Shady Dale Dance Hall. Nowadays, I still get lost just as much. And I don't cry as much now that I have my little GPS thing. And I even changed my voice on Siri ever since I saw the movie Australia. So now he talks all sexy to me. Yes, Leanne. Turn right at the block. I can't do it good. But he's awesome. So if you're going to be lost, you want someone with a very awesome, sexy voice to tell you which way to go so that you can calm down. So that's what I did. So now when I'm lost, I can at least go, yes, I can just see that water pouring over him right now. You gals all know what I'm talking about, right? Woohoo! So we need all of this traditional stuff, but it's also good that we have the technology to film this so that those people aren't here today, they're going to get to watch it later on, right? And it's good that we have technology to help us know which way to go and how to find our way and how to Google things when we don't know how to pronounce that big word in that book that Leanne wrote and she forgot to put the description next to it. So we need things like that. We need both sides of the world. I still love my Amish lifestyle. I still love, you know, planting my garden. I still love grinding things by hand. I love washing clothes on a washboard. My children were raised doing that. And that girl that stood up from here, she is a 9-cow wife. Let me tell you, she can hunt a deer, skin it, bottle it, and sew you some moccasins afterwards. But she also knows how to run a computer and do photography. She's the video person for all of the AromaShare videos. So we need both sides of the world. So right now, I want to introduce you to Mr. George Wright, and he is not married to Brenda Wright, but he is always right, just like her. That's what she always reminds me. Leanne, I'm always right. And I'm like, yes, you are, honey. And this man is here to teach you about that other side of the world. Today we have learned about all the traditional stuff,